It's Monday, March 26th, 2012. Thanks for tuning into this special, all bands I've never played on the Sounds in My Head Before episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Oh man, right back there, that's a great song. That song, My Name is Trouble, It's off an album called 101 by Karen Ann. She's from Paris and or New York City, depending, I guess, on where she's living at the time, but pretty great stuff. I've heard of Karen Ann before, but I just never really listened to her. I think I confused her with Karen O. I was just like, they're the same person, right? It's different, just goes by Karen Ann sometimes, Karen O other times. But no, it's actually totally different people, Karen O and Karen Ann. Anyway, that's a pretty great song, though. My Name is Trouble. Pretty strong record. If you like that song, check out the whole thing. That's my favorite song, but it's pretty good stuff all around. And it's a band I've never played on the show before, which fits right into the theme here. Everything on this episode is going to be bands I've never played on the show before. Up next is no exception. It's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. That's the name of the band, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. And we're going to hear a couple tracks. Vocal Chords and God Only Knows, a cover of the Beach Boys. Vocal Chords is available on their album It's a Corporate World, but it's also available on an EP called Horsepower, which has the God Only Knows cover on it, so I'm just going to play both from that. I mean, they're the same version, same thing, both versions, same song. But anyway, there we go. So Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., check it out right now. Vocal Chords, followed by God Only Knows. Where else but on this special All Bands I've Never Played Before on the Sounds of My Head episode of The Sounds of My Head.
love you. But as long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without. Leave me, my life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without.
Summer, they
Alright, two songs in a row right back there by a band from England. They're called Summer Camp. We heard Why Don't You Stay, followed by Veronica Sawyer. Both are from an EP of theirs called Young, so it's the Young EP. And I guess you can only get that EP, it's like the hardest thing to get by them, it seems. You can only get that in iTunes, but they do have other releases that are more widely available, and I don't like as much, I would say. They've gotten, their newer stuff is way more straight up 80s synth pop kind of sounding, and I prefer the Young EP, which is the sounds more like what you just heard, which I think is a little better. But anyway, I've never played them on the show before, so it seemed like a good time to trot them out. Speaking of another band I've never played, how about Razika? They're from Bergen, Norway, and we're going to hear a couple tracks. First, we're going to hear Youth, then we're going to hear Middelalder. I'm assuming that's Norwegian. They're both from their album Program 91. Pretty great stuff, this band. Really good record, I gotta say. This is probably one of the best albums of the show I'm putting on right here. If you like these two songs, you're definitely gonna like the whole thing. It's really great. It's an all-chick band from Norway. So check it out, Razika, right here on this special All Bands I've Never Played on the Sounds of My Head Before episode of The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
Bill, the left and the right in America have to agree to stop making each other apologize for everything. This week, Robert De Niro was at a fundraiser with Michelle Obama, and he joked, "Do you think our country is ready for a white first lady?" A joke so lame, Mormons could tell it to each other in the 1950s. But Newt Gingrich called it utterly and totally unacceptable. So De Niro had to apologize to Newt Gingrich, a man who has committed every sin in the Bible except wasting food.
Telephone. There's a mountain underneath the clouds. There's a heaven underneath us now. Can you make out the diamonds on the edge of the sea from where you lay? There's a blackbird sitting on a line, and we're all here navigating time. Birds watch.
In the last few years, we have been shocked and outraged by the unbelievable insensitivity of Nike shoes, the Fighting Sioux, the White House Christmas tree, the White House Christmas card, burning the Koran, apologizing for burning the Koran, Don Imus, Tracy Morgan, Gilbert Gottfried, Ashton Kutcher, and the ESPN guy who used the wrong Chinese cliche for Jeremy Lin after everyone else used all the others. So here's a crazy idea. From now on, if you see or hear something you don't like in the media, just go on with your life. I find Rush Limbaugh obnoxious, but I've been able to coexist with him for 20 years by using this simple method. I don't listen to his program. The only time I hear him is when I'm at a stoplight next to a pickup truck.
The band fell asleep in the van after the show. I was feeling restless, so I wandered the streets alone. Couldn't see the stars beyond the street light, but over the sky an old friend arrived. And dusk fell on the dawn of time, and mankind was realized. Did we look at the sky? Across oceans and into wars. If they had known the zodiac changed, would our history books be read the same? Dusk fell on the dawn of time, and mankind was realized. Did we look at the sky and call at the moon? Mankind.
Going back a ways, before the last two songs I played another couple songs by a band from Portland. They're called Blouse, and the songs we heard were Time Travel and They Always Fly Away. Both are from their self-titled album, Blouse. Pretty good stuff. If you like those two tracks, you're definitely going to want to check out the whole thing. They also have a sort of 80s synth poppy kind of sound, but it's modernized. It sounds very contemporary, I think, even though the instrumentation and whatnot is sort of 80s synth pop. And then the two songs we just heard are a band from Canada, Alberta, called Doug Hoyer. I think it's just really a guy, but he's got his whole band, and he sort of sounds like gay pop music or something. I don't know. It's pretty good stuff. We heard two songs, Call at the Moon and Lakes of Mars, both from his album Walk with the Tender and Growing Night, and pretty great stuff. If you like these two tracks, check out the whole thing. There's a bunch of strong songs on that there record. Okay, finishing up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head, yet another band I've never played on the show before. She's from Brighton, England, and her, I forget her real name, but she goes by Mechanical Bride, and we're going to hear the song Young Gold, You Stole My Heart. It's from her album Living with Ants, which is a very kind of tender folk music. Kind of reminds me of Hannah Peel a little bit, who have played on the show in the past. So here it is. Check it out. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head with Mechanical Bride and Young Gold, You Stole My Heart.
Been sold. Oh.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over on this episode was Promising Signs, Meeting the Family, and Fairy Tale, all by Dequeue Hinchliffe from the Project NIMH original soundtrack. By the way, Project NIMH, if you haven't seen it, that is the must-see documentary of the year. I can't believe it was not nominated for an Oscar. It really, phenomenal movie. You've got to see Project NIMH. It's a story of this chimp who is raised by humans and their family to see what would happen in the 70s. It was a free love kind of like, oh, what would happen if we raised a chimp like a baby person? Well, you know, what would happen? And horrible, horrible things are what happened. But it's all utterly unpredictable, and the movie is so well made. It's like I haven't seen a documentary as good as that in a while. Really good stuff. So you got to check that one out if you didn't see it. And the soundtrack, really great too. So wanted to play that on the show, even if it was just a talk over, because it's really good. It's kind of cribbing a lot from Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Air and all these other bands. But check out Project NIMH. Have I said enough about how good that is? You should check it out if you haven't seen it. Project NIMH. Remember. N-I-M, as in Nim Chimpsky, is the chimp's name. Nim, like for Noam Chomsky, because it was a linguist. Anyway, you should check that out. Tune in next time for another episode of The Sounds of My Head.